Hello, I'm Anna Wichman of Capita Link, and I would like to welcome you to Capita Link's Master Podcast Series. Today, we have the opportunity to discuss all the ins and outs of retrofit financing with Ms. Tanya Georg, Director, and Stefan Vetter, Vice President of KfW IPEX Bank. Thank you for being here with us.
Hello,
Thank
Anna.
you. Hello, Anna.
To kick off our discussion, Tanya, could you please provide a short introduction to the work that you do at KfW IPEX Bank?
Sure, happy to do so. So, KfW IPEX Bank is the international project and export finance arm of German state-owned KfW Banking Group. KfW IPEX Bank is active across several industries to provide financings, such as energy, infrastructure, and transportation, which also includes shipping and ship finance. We at KfW IPEX Bank have a long track record in ship finance with over 50 years of experience in this area. And our current shipping portfolio consists of about 15 billion euros, and this reaches across basically all shipping segments. Ship finance at KfW IPEX is embedded in the overall KfW strategy to support the transformation of our business areas along the path of the Paris Agreement to reduce GHG emissions and to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees until 2050.
On the topic of retrofit, could you tell us a bit about them generally and why they're important?
Sure. Retrofit financing is a special focus area for us, and that's why we're happy to be able to talk about this important subject with you today. Generally speaking, the energy transition is necessary to limit global warming and to basically save our planet for future generations. And also in our industry, shipping, regulatory requirements are increasing. The IMO has decided to achieve net zero by 2050. So this definitely calls for action in the shipping industry. We see and hear every day that ship owners are evaluating their options to reduce the overall GHG emissions of their fleets. How can this be done? One possibility is to replace older tonnage with more efficient new-built vessels. And for the new buildings, it is a combination of modern features like the design of the vessel, modern engines, use of alternative fuels that contribute to reducing the emissions compared to older existing vessels. Yet, only focusing on the new buildings is certainly not enough to reach the ambitious climate goals because the existing fleet still accounts for the main amount of GHG emissions. And it is certainly also not economically viable, either for the environment nor for the ship owners, to simply scrap all existing vessels and replace them by ordering expensive new buildings. Also, the shipyards will not have the capacity for this. So what can the ship owners do to improve their existing fleet? One possibility here is to improve the operations of the vessels by collecting data of operations and using this to select the best routes, cargo, and speeds for the vessels. Additionally, retrofitting the existing fleet will significantly contribute to decarbonization. Also, retrofitting measures for existing vessels for the ship owner presumably also means less of a financial risk compared to ordering new vessels for high prices. So, what are examples of retrofitting measures that we are talking about? I'm happy to maybe list some things that ship owners are considering and adding to their vessels. A retrofitting can either be one large investment into a ship, such as changing the engine to the use of alternative fuels, but it can also be a combination of maybe many smaller measures as a package for the vessel. And these measures could be, for instance, adding wind assistant propulsion to the vessels, such as rotors or sails. It could be propeller and rudder improvements. The painting, coating of the vessels can be improved. You can add batteries, shore power equipment, and you can also add carbon capture equipment to reduce your emissions and save fuels. Basically, it depends on the type of the vessel, the cargo it carries, the routes it takes, the charter company, to determine what the best retrofit package will be. So I hope that gives a short overview over the topic retrofits.
Great, thank you. So Stefan, what are some of the challenges of retrofit financing?
I mean, Tanya already mentioned some of the potential measures, and obviously they're not for free. And first of all, high investment volumes are really needed to make older vessels compliant with the IMO regulations. And there were some estimates, if shipping is to fully decarbonize by 2050, and this is the target of a lot of ship owners, half of the number of ships on the water will have to be retrofitted to run scalable zero emission fuels. So billions of US dollars need to get invested. And it's not only the equipment costs which have to be taken into account, there are also installation costs because the ships have to go to the shipyard and the retrofitting has to take place there. So, and in addition, ship owners have also to take out their vessels from service for minimum of several weeks. And another challenge is actually that not like KfW IPEX banks, not many banks are offering retrofit finance. So the majority of banks in ship finance still focus on traditional mortgage secured ship finance of new or second-hand vessels. And why is that? Because in contrast to our traditional ship finance, there's no first rank mortgage available, as the vessels to be retrofitted have already been financed with bank debt in a post-delivery financing. And at the same time, second lien financing, so that means the securing the financing with a second rank mortgage, is rather complicated and expensive. And normally the first rank mortgagees are reluctant to accept a second rank mortgage, as then also inter-creditor agreement is needed and a cash waterfall in the agreement. So they are quite reluctant to accept.
Lots of challenges, I can see.
Absolutely.
Well, say I were a ship owner coming to you asking about retrofit financing, what would my options be? And also, what are the criteria that you're looking for and some of the rough indicative terms?
Okay, so we'll start with the options. It's good when there are always challenges, there are always opportunities, right? So I think the easiest way is when you have an existing mortgage secured ship financing in place. This can be upsized. So the borrower just goes to the bank and requests an upsize of the loan amount with the identical amount of the retrofit investment. Yeah, and so obviously the loan amount increases then, but at the same time, the vessel becomes more CO2 efficient. It becomes more attractive to charterers. And so also the vessel market price should increase. And then the loan to value should very much stay at the same level. So this is probably the easiest way to get a retrofit finance. And the second option is to request an unsecured financing of the retrofit. So the first rate mortgagee doesn't need to be asked for it. However, it's quite expensive compared to other alternatives, and only shipping companies with a strong balance sheet, with solid financials, would receive such an unsecured financing. I mean, fortunately, there are today more very healthy, financially healthy ship companies than 10 years ago. So more shipping companies can tap also unsecured financings. The third option is a mortgage secured financing. And yeah, and I probably you ask yourself now, hey, Stefan, you just said, okay, the first rank mortgage is not available. But actually, the ship owner can also provide a mortgage from other vessels in their fleet, which is unencumbered. So then these vessels can be used as security for the retrofit finance on other vessels. But of course, not every ship owner has unencumbered vessels in the fleet. A very good alternative, Anna, is ECA covered loan. Yeah, this is what we very much like. We're an export financing bank, and thereby the retrofit investment takes place with one or more suppliers from one country. Yeah, and then if a ship owner supplier from one country, then the relevant export credit agency of the supplier's country can be contacted, and an export credit insurance can be requested. So for German suppliers, it would be Euler Hermes. For Spain, it would be Teske. For Norway, it's Exfin. For Finland, Finnvera, and so on and so on. And it's actually also possible, we saw that in the past, to get an ECA cover from relevant export credit agencies where the installation takes place, so where the shipyard is located. So we've seen, for example, retrofit financings with a Chinese or a Korean ECA cover. And we think at the moment there's a very good momentum to approach the export credit agencies because they're all interested to green their insurance portfolio. And they really want to support their suppliers with smart technologies of the futures. And yeah, in general, they really have an interest to cover financing with a decarbonization angle. So the big advantage of this alternative, that if a bank gets an ECA from a well-rated country, then the bank normally doesn't require mortgages as additional security. And another option, which is quite new and innovative, is very similar to an ECA financing. But here the lender would request a private risk insurance from a financial insurance companies. So in the last 3-4 years, especially when shipping was doing quite well, also the insurance companies realized, okay, shipping is really good industry, yeah, and they are good companies. So they are more eager to provide insurances also to shipping company. So it's very similar to an ECA. Yeah. So the borrower also needs to pay an insurance premium upfront. But the advantage is that the sourcing of the equipment does not need to come from one supplier or one exporting country. Yeah. So that's already a lot. Yeah. Now we ask for criteria in our indicative terms. We get a lot of questions always, and then it's always not so easy to answer directly. I mean, first of all, it very much depends on the credit quality of the shipping company. Yeah. And I think a corporate guarantee is actually one of the conditions. Without, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it on a vessel basis. The tenor which we see in the market is usually 3 to 5 years, a little bit depending on the retrofit equipment and its assumed amortization period. And the repayment profile is normally not longer than the tenor. So we don't see balloons at the final maturity date for these financings. What we really recommend to ship owners here is to bundle their equipment procurement, as the minimum financing size of major bank is normally above $20 million. And one more thing to mention, because there's a lot of talks on sustainable linked loans, green loans. So actually, when you have retrofit equipment, you normally retrofit your vessel to make it more CO2 emissioned. And we see good chances that with this retrofit finance, the retrofit finance can be combined with a green loan or sustainability linked loan. And in these days, the banks have big appetite for these kind of financings. And this could have also a positive effect on the pricing.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you, Stefan. Maybe you could both provide an example of retrofits that you've financed.
Sure. Should I start, Stefan?
Yes, of course.
Think of something. I think it's always helpful to get a a hands-on example of what we have done in this field to get a better picture of what it could look like. So one good example for earlier retrofit financing that we have provided was the financing of the installation of over 100 energy efficient propellers for a leading European container liner company. The financing was for the propellers itself, plus the installation costs. And in this specific case, it came from a German export company, equipment company, and was therefore covered by the German ECA, Euler Hermes. So this was a special credit enhancement, which made it easier for us to give a good financing offer to our client. And the new propellers actually substantially decrease the fuel consumption of these vessels. So Stefan, can you think of any examples, maybe also in our Asian market, for retrofit financing?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually also pick one ECA financing as an example. So one prominent example is the financing of more than 20 exhaust gas cleaning systems for Quantum Pacific. So actually it was not a retrofit for reducing CO2, but to comply with the IMO 2020 sulfur cap regulation. And it's a good example to highlight that it's very beneficial to start discussions early with your financing partner. As our client had contacted us at an early stage, we could involve the Norwegian ECA Eksfin quite early and discuss structure for an ECA financing, which worked well for the client, the ECA, and also for us. So a win-win-win situation. And the beauty of the deal was that besides the equipment from Norway, also the installations cost at the shipyard in China were financed. So the full package for the client here. An additional example, which I would like to mention, because also engine retrofit is a big topic these days. The example I picked here is the $45 million retrofit financing for BW LPG to equip several LPG carriers with LPG dual fuel engines. And actually, and I think that's what also Tanya said at the start, because a retrofit has a lower financial risk than a new build. And one of the major reasons for BW LPG's retrofit was actually that the retrofitting costs were 8 to 9 million per vessel, while it costs 10 times more to order new builds with the same technology.
Wow, thank you both very much for those examples. Stefan, what do you see happening in the market generally regarding retrofit financing? Is this a hot topic right now?
And it definitely gets hotter. Yeah. that's what we can say. And we have more discussions with clients on it. And some of the big companies, and that was also in the press, like Hapag-Lloyd or Seaspan, they've already announced big retrofit programs, for example, installation of many propellers and or engine retrofits. Yeah? But to be frank, this is still the minority of our clients, as a lot of shipping companies still wait which technology or alternative will play more important role in the next years. So however, and this is quite interesting, and we were just traveling around here in Asia, a lot of companies are working on test projects. Yeah, for example, installing rotor sails on a couple of ships, because for them, it's really important to get data, how much fuel and CO2 can be saved with these retrofits. So usually these investments for these test projects are below $10 million, and they can just pay it with cash. So no financing is needed. But with tighter regulations going forward and higher costs also per ton of CO2, for example, because of EU ETS, pressure from the charterers, more supply of alternative fuels, and also the equipment getting better and better, more efficient and efficient, we are actually confident that these investment volumes will definitely increase and debt financing will become more attractive for shipping companies then.
Thank you. To close, Tanya, could you highlight why retrofit financing is so important for KfW IPEX Bank?
Sure, of course. I think we can pick up from where we started, basically, because supporting our clients on their way to the decarbonization of their fleets is basically an integral part of our mandate and a part of the KfW strategy. And this is especially the case when we offer solutions to finance retrofit investments that will improve existing vessels. The special relevance for KfW IPEX at this point is basically twofold. First of all, we as in KfW IPEX ship finance department have been focusing on the CO2 efficiency of our shipping portfolio for many years. For instance, we have been tracking and documenting the EEDIs of the vessels that are part of our portfolio way back since 2012. And today we are a signatory bank to the Poseidon Principles, and therefore, of course, providing financing for the retrofitting of the vessels that are in our shipping portfolio will, of course, improve the performance of our portfolio in respect to the CO2 reduction targets that are implemented by the Poseidon Principles. And the second part of our strategy is that we are an export financing bank. We support German and European export industries, the export industry and the companies active there. And many or very many of the equipment and retrofitting equipment that is installed in the vessels comes from very innovative and successful European companies. So we are also fulfilling our mandate and our strategy by supporting these export companies. All in all, we can say that we expect to see an increasing demand from the ship owners for the financing of retrofit investments, especially also maybe from 2026 onwards when the CII regulation becomes more and more stringent. And as Stefan has already said, maybe not many banks are active in this area. We at KfW IPEX are more than happy to support our customers and the ship owners with our ideas for retrofit financing solutions.
Thank you very much, Tanya and Stefan, for taking the time to speak with me today. Please note that this discussion will be available on CapitaLink's website at capitalink.com and on our YouTube channel. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.